Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hey, everybody, back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about control, your favorite topic, my favorite topic. It comes up all the time in the sales process. Who in the hell has control? That's what this episode will be about. Welcome back to the Bill Caskey Podcast. I'm really glad you're here today and always. If you want to know more about some of the work that we do, you can go to BillCaskey.com, C-A-S-K-E-Y. Lots of videos and stuff like that there. Also, a couple of things you might find there that you would enjoy. One is I just published a guide called 5 Reasons You Don't Have Enough Clients. I tried to name it as clearly as I could. And it's a little, probably 15-page document that has some ways that you can acquire more clients, get your mind right, get your positioning right. And I think you'll find it. I know you'll find it on BillCaskey.com. Or you can go to 5ReasonsClients.com, which will be in the show notes. 5ReasonsClients.com. I send you some emails afterwards. And actually, I think there's a video in there as well. And it's on a web page, too. It's not on a PDF, although you can get it that way. So I'm trying to make it easy for you. All right, so today's topic is about control. And I think we all have varying relationships with the concept of control. On the one hand, we feel, and I feel like we can control our destiny to a point by the decisions we make and the people we surround ourselves with and, you know, what we eat, how we work out, some of those inputs. But I also know there's a lot that's not in our control. So we're going to talk about the sales process today because I do believe that we are in control or should be in control of that. And I want to make it clear we are not in control of other people in it. We are in control of our own behavior in it and our own attitudes. The way this topic came up is that I've got several clients, and over time you can start to hear themes. And the theme that I picked up on here based on a couple of coaching hours that I did was I'm out of control. I'm out of control in the process of the sales process. I feel like the customer owns me and they're holding me hostage. And I think we've all felt that before. I mean, you might feel it all the time. You might feel it sporadically or very seldom. But there is a this is part of the game being rigged against you, which we did a podcast here a few weeks ago on, which is the game as according to the prospect is I have the money and I own the process. The person with the money is the person in control. I mean, we've kind of accepted that. And that's just not true, I don't think. And in business-to-business selling, if you have a massive solution and a very high-quality solution, you should be in control of the process. Because you're willing to give your solution to get money. They're willing to give money to get your solution. So it should be a co-equal, co-created solution and sales process. It can't be them saying, well, no, you're not going to talk to my manager because you've got to come through me. And if you want to get something to her or him, you'll have to give it to me. And you know, that kind of stuff. And so I've come up with this concept of what does the new client-vendor relationship look like? What is the new relationship when you are in the sales process and then eventually you become the solution provider because you sell it and they buy it and now you're in a position where you are the deliverer of the value? Maybe not you, but your company. And I think we've got to redefine the client-vendor relationship. Because this is where you're the vendor, obviously. I think we've got to redefine it because I think it can sneak away from us and we can lose control. And that's not good for the prospect because really the only value you have is you don't have value in the sales process. You might have a little bit. The value is when they say, okay, I'm in, here's my money, here's the engagement, here's the contract, let's start. That's when you're bringing your best, you know, game to the field and your teammates to the field, your engineers, your technical people. And so you have to be in control. Your team has to be in control. And when you start hearing things like, well, you know, I know you want to do a discovery call that's an hour, but, you know, I only have 20 minutes, then you've got to be able to say, you've got to take a stand and say, sorry, we're going to have to reschedule. I don't do discovery calls in 20 minutes. It takes an hour to go through my entire, you know, library of questions or whatever you would say. But the problem is that as long as the prospect sees you as the pawn in the game and they themselves as in control, you're going to have these battles. So the first question is, how do you get your mind right so that you are not susceptible to deviating from your process? And the mindset has to be one of belief and value. You've got to believe wholeheartedly in your value when you go out to the market. If you don't, you will be susceptible to deviation from the process. You just will. So number one is, are you of proper mindset? Are you of sane mindset around your value? If you're not, go talk to people and get there. You don't have to wait 10 years before you finally have seen it all. Okay, now, well, now I believe in our value. No, go talk to people who believe in it. Go talk to the CEO, the founder of the company. Ask them how they look at it and maybe some of the stories and get some testimonial. I mean, you got to fill your brain with items that will help you get clear on your value. And leaders and managers, this is a big task for you. If you have people who are deviating from the process, it's because they don't believe in the process. And part of the reason they don't believe in the process is because they don't believe in the value of the company or what you're representing. And I know you'll fight me on that. You'll say, oh, no, Bill, our people all believe. No, they don't. No, they don't. If they did, they would not be susceptible to deviation from the process. So I want you to think about that. Number two, do you even have a process to believe in? So mindset number one is just kind of getting your mind right that I bring value to the table. But then number two is, do you have a process? Do you have a sales process that you really believe in? Is it sketched out? Is it written? Is it visualized? Is it something that you could actually communicate if a prospect says, well, tell me, how does it work when I do business with you? What does it look like? And step one should probably be some type of discovery-ish call. It could be a formal discovery session. I've got a couple clients who charge $15,000 to $20,000 for a discovery. Now, it's not one session. It's, you know, 30, 60 days. It could be called an assessment. I mean, whatever you call it, it's that upfront way that you understand what the customer is dealing with. And the clearer you are about it and the clearer they become about it, the more spot on your solution and your agreement is subsequent to that first discovery process. I think a lot of times I've seen people who have tried to formulate sales processes and they use the first call as discovery. Well, that's probably not thorough enough. If you're selling a $1 million thing, and you're counting on 1 hour of a sales call to be the discovery, and then we move into the proposal stage. Well, wait a minute. Aren't you moving kind of quick here? Are you saying that you have all the people around the table who have the most to gain or lose by the solution and by either not spending the money or not investing or investing? You do all that in 1 hour? You're freaking good. Most of the time, it doesn't happen that way, especially since we're all remote now. This is one of those another element of how do you corral these cats that are all over the place. Now, in some ways, it can be easier because even though people are traveling, they can still jump on a Zoom call. In many ways, though, you have to be a supreme orchestrator. So what is your sales process? And is it valuable to the customer? And is it documented? Is it visualized? If it's not, you don't have a sales process, sorry. And you will be susceptible to deviation and to pressure to deviate from it. In my example that I started with, I've got this client who is in the digital media business. He's a really good guy, good salesperson. And the owner of the company got involved in this sales process, and the customer kept wanting more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And discovery is their first step in the process, always. It's a fee-based process. Takes 30 days to understand the business and the numbers and the KPIs and all that stuff. And the owner of the advertising company kept wanting to give a little here, give a little there. It was all good intention. All good. It's all good, brother. The problem is when you start doing that, you are deviating from the process. You are allowing them to pull you off track, and it's hard as hell to get back on track. Because at some point, when you say no, prospect says, well, wait a minute, you gave me the last five things I asked for. Well, why the long face? It's an old joke. So I want you to get on process, to stay on it, to not deviate from it. I told my client, you know, if you have a discovery process and the owner of your company wants you to give a little bit more, you can give a little bit more in the discovery process. You can say, look, usually we do this for 30 days. We're going to extend it. Owner loves you, would like to work with you. We're going to knock a few grand off of it or whatever. Yeah, you can do that. But you can't deviate from the process itself. You can be creative within it, but you got to have a process. And number three is, we got mindset, we got process. Number three is, you really have to be able to say no. I can't go along with that. I'm not comfortable with that. And all that stems from you wanting to solve the problem they have, wanting to understand it first and wanting to solve it. So let's say that you get the deal and you're in the first month and you have a plan for what month one looks like when you're delivering or your people are. And a client comes to you and says, hey, look, I know that you've got a plan here. I'd like to move month three to month two, month two to month six, month five, month four. You have to say, that ain't the way we decided. You are the guide here. I'm out of role play. You are the guide. You are the person that's going to get them from where they were, which is where they had all this pain and they had all these dreams of the future, to where they want to be, which is where they're living their dreams in the future. A to B, A to B, A to B. You are the guide that gets them from A to B. When someone comes along and says, I want to get to B, but I don't like your plan, you have to be able to say, well, I can't take you to B then. I can't take you to the promised land because this is how I know how to get there. Now, you've got to be damn sure you know how to get them there. And this is where you can really innovate in your value. I've got a lot of clients who, this is where the innovation comes, is how can we get you there quicker? How can we get you there, more put together, more profitable, whatever. And then you can start talking about that. And the more you talk about that and the more you believe in your ability to get them from A to B, the less likely you will be to deviate. All right? So don't deviate from your process. Get a process, get your mind right around it, and don't deviate from it. Can you flex? Of course. But there's a difference between flexing a little bit and getting off track. And it's kind of like a train runs along tracks. And if you get off the track, it's harder than hell to get back on. So just remember that. And I want you to take this with you and think about that over the next few days. I think if you head into 2022 with a whole different mindset around control, it could change everything. It could literally change everything for you. Once again, go to BillCaskey.com. Download my free gift. It's called 5 Reasons You Don't Have Enough Clients. I know that's an obnoxious title, but I wanted to be super straight with you. It's a straight line way to think about these 5 things in a slightly different way. I hope you enjoyed that today. See you next time.